In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. What a great hope mankind has. Anyone can see Jesus, and anyone can seek him out. The story of this man who was little in stature, but big in heart, exhorts us to repent wholeheartedly. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, and he was rich, and he desired money. He was greedy, cruel, and dishonest. His soul was darkened by the love of money. But even this money lover and tax collector was not despised by our Lord Jesus Christ. If we seek Christ, he will not despise us. No matter what we have done, no matter who we are, what we might be, we have that opportunity to come to Christ and have him heal us and make us whole. What can we learn from Zacchaeus? I think there are several things if we look at him that we can pick up. One, Zacchaeus had a desire to see Jesus. That was what he wanted here in his heart. He had an eagerness to see Jesus. And Zacchaeus made a great effort to go and see Christ. In return, only for seeking Christ, he received the greatest gift of all. He received his salvation. Zacchaeus was attracted to see Jesus, and Jesus drew him near. Before Zacchaeus even saw Jesus, Jesus saw him. And in the same way, he sees us. And he sees our hearts. He knows what our needs are and what we have to have to live a good and holy life. The Lord always anticipates us if only he sees that we are willing and able, that we are willing and eager to seek him. Verse 5 and 6 from chapter 19 in Luke says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.'" Christ says, "Come down, for today I must stay at your house." And note how Zacchaeus responds. He didn't just slug around and, "Oh, maybe later." He came quickly. He was not slow to obey. Anyone who obeys the word of God, anyone who obeys when Jesus calls us, anyone who obeys when Jesus instructs us, becomes a Zacchaeus. When you respond quickly as Christ calls you, you become as Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had desired money, but he found another desire. Remember, that's what led him, was that taking advantage of someone to take their money for the government. He had desired money, but he found another desire, something else. And this desire became the pivotal moment in his life when he made that decision. Everything in our life begins with a desire. Everything in our life begins with what's in here. Oh, I want to go see this game. Or, oh, I want to go do that. Oh, I want to eat this or see this. And there's a desires in here, but we have to figure out what's the real desire. Everything in our life begins with desire, since what we desire is also what we love and what draws us from within and what we surrender to. In a sense, a lot of our decisions can be made as become a pivotal moment in our life. Matthew 6:21 says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And we see how Zacchaeus responded to Christ. We see how he responded. Luke 19, verse 8 says, "Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.'" He repented. He changed his life and gave back all that he had deceived and even more. The rich young ruler did what? He didn't give away. He kept what he had because he loved the money. But Zacchaeus was different. In a sense, too, it gives us an example and it gives us the opportunity to give back to the church in tithes and offerings, to help the needy, the hungry. You don't always meet somebody on the street that asks or needs help. But places like the Stew Pot, the Gateway, and other food networks serve people every day. You can give through them. You can give through Wounded Warriors, various other things where help is given if it's not right at your footsteps or in your face. We have to ask ourselves, what do I love? What do you love? We have to ask ourselves, what do I desire? What's my desire? What do you desire in here? What do you want to do with your life and who you are? It's not a superficial desire, but it's a deep desire. There's a deep desire to fill your soul with something more than what happens from morning till night. Breakfast, paper, news, play, TV, work, whatever. There's more to life than that. That is a part of it. But there's more to it than that. All the different distractions. When you stop and listen to your heart, when you stop and listen to your own person in here, what is your desire above all else? What is your desire above all else? In each of us is a desire to fill our heart with something we really want to do. You know, there is a desire there, but it's a question of what is it? We may try many things, but that something is God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That something is forgiveness. That something is peace. It's a home. It's joy. It's contentment. It's love. And it's more than that, really. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham." And Jesus restored Zacchaeus. Restored him. as a son of Abraham, and to the household and to the kingdom of God. May the deep desire of all our heart be to see Jesus, to love and serve Him in this church, in His house, and in His kingdom, wherever that may be. And may we imitate Zacchaeus and his desire to see Jesus and his desire to repent. For in that desire of our hearts, God will bless us. And may we hear these words one day. God will bless us with that desire to seek after Him. And may we hear these words. And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.